Do you want to make two people fall in love?
Yeah.
Can we just do it as an experiment?
Sure.
Like, can we just grab two people and put them in a room and make them ask these questions?
I don't see why not.
Well, it turns out she's going to tell you, this woman from TikTok, who I believe is a therapist of some sort, but who knows? It's TikTok. She might just be...
a TikTok therapist.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she talks about a study where somebody tried this, and then she has a list of questions that I think if you did have those discussions with someone you already had an interest in, like if somebody asked you on a date or you asked someone on a date and there was a mutual interest and then you had these discussions,
yeah,
it certainly is the questions that you would talk about on the path to love and lust. Probably not lust. All right, let's see.
Yeah, love. Yeah. Love. Fall lust in love, not fall in lust.
Doesn't need help.
To make somebody fall in love with you using psychology.
Number two.
I can't make anybody fall in love with anybody else.
In 1977, Dr. Arthur Aaron conducted a study where he took a man and a woman, two complete strangers, and had them answer 36 questions back and forth to each other, and then do something else that I'll explain later. These people were complete strangers. They got married 6 months later. Questions are divided into three sections, and each one...
For the record, a science experiment where that happens once, that could be no more of a coincidence than Ben Stiller's kid's friend finding, you know.
It's a coincidence.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you still have to hit it off.
Yeah.
They got married 6 months later. Questions are divided into three sections.
Yeah, that would
sections.
Be like us saying everybody who meets at one of our night shows is going to get married because it happened to Steve and Annette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So many marriages. Mm-hmm. So
see,
many
but
babies.
I kind of believe that.
Really?
I mean, love was in the air. I mean,
love's always in the air at our night shows.
Who should we do a dating game for this time, then?
I don't know, who's single?
Who do we think needs a spouse?
Who needs a spouse? We'll find one.
Like I would just keep looking around the room.
Yeah, like someone in here is all of a sudden going to be single.
Is it you?
Everybody's dating.
Questions are divided into three sections, and each one gets a little bit more intimate and personal. And I'm going to provide you the questions, but use them wisely. And after the 36th question, there is a little something else you have to do the study completely.
Okay. Pause or screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who wants to go first? Let's all fall in love.
Okay.
Maitland.
Yeah. All right.
You're not first. Hot Wings.
Okay. Yes.
Way to fake me out.
Thanks. They found your wallet at the IGA, too. It burned down. Boom. Roasted. Hot Wings. If you could invite anyone in the world to dinner, who would it be?
I think it would be Paul Rudd.
Oh, he seems like a really nice guy.
Because you'd have a fun time.
He seems like a famous person that I might actually become friends with.
Mm-hmm.
He does kind of seem like that.
Yeah.
He's got that every man.
He makes me laugh. I think he's cool. And I don't know that I would find him intimidating so much as just, hey, this is fun.
Can they be dead or alive? Or they have to
maybe it would be a pointless invitation for a dead person.
You're gonna invite Vladimir Lenin, you in a glass coffin sitting there eating pierogies?
Well, I mean, obviously it would be when he was alive.
I think it would have to be somebody that you could actually have dinner with.
This is if you could.
Yeah, okay, Steve, invite a dead person. Steve gets stood up by his dead date friend.
Yeah.
All right,
Marilyn
guys.
Monroe never shows
John
up when
Lennon
I send her
didn't
flowers.
Show up.
Who were you going to pick if
John
you could
Lennon.
Do- John Lennon. All
yeah,
right.
I think he'd be very interesting.
Oh, so not Vladimir Lennon, John Lennon.
Right, yeah.
Just one of the family.
His brother.
Kelly, who would you invite?
I've always said Florence Welch, who's my favorite singer, but I've been real obsessed with this woman, Kristen Hannah, lately. She's an author, and she's made me cry in multiple books. She's like the
Sounds
only
like
author.
You guys will have a blast.
Oh man,
she's the only author that I've read more than like four or five books from.
Paul Rudd and laugh.
Yeah, but
you want to get together with a lady? And cry.
No, that's not what I said at all. I want to talk to her about her writing, and that's what I want to do. So yeah,
can you make me cry again right now?
Yeah, like, you make me cry so much.
Tell me a sad story, tear witch.
Tear witch.
Maitland, who would you invite?
Yeah, who are we going to make fun of you for?
Yeah.
Who would you invite to dinner? Former NASCAR driver Sterling Marlin?
No.
Oh.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
See,
man,
that would be fun.
It's hard to make fun of.
It'd
no.
be fun and that's empowering.
That's a good one.
It would be. All
what
right.
about you, Freebeer?
My wife, Kayla. She's great.
Oh, God.
I said that because I knew you'd be so annoyed. She is great, though.
No, seriously. Who would you invite?
Mm. at the risk of annoying half the audience for being honest, Barack Obama. I think that would be fascinating talk to a former president.
I think it would be like and he, of the living, Twitty or something.
He's dead. Also not on the radar. But no, of the living ex-presidents, he'd be the one I would choose. So
he's got the most faculties.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
I'd like, I mean at a different time, I'd have been Jimmy Carter. I would, I'd love to sit down and have dinner with any of the former presidents, whether it was Obama or Bush or Clinton or.
That's it.
Carter.
Okay.
Might not be as much of a fun dinner right now.
Yeah, I would take
but
Clinton, Bush or Obama, but it would be Obama first. All right. Number two, Steve, what's number two?
Okay.
Would you like to be famous? And then in what way? That's an interesting question to ask someone if you meet them on a date or whatever. Because it doesn't mean they are pursuing it. They might have a very practical life or whatever. And like, well, you know, always dream. That'd be a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Teflon that's famous?
Like, you want to be
who
no
is
one.
Somebody that that is just universally liked?
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, kind of.
Ryan Reynolds. Dolly Parton. I mean, there's plenty of them. But yeah, why do you want, or like, in what way do you want to be famous? I think, yeah, if you were on a date and somebody said, I'd love to be famous for TikTok, you'd go, okay.
Yeah.
But if it was like, yeah, I'd love to be famous for curing cancer, you go, ah, okay.
Yeah.
But even that, there would be people that would be mad at you for it.
I mean, I'm sure there would be, but that would be, I think it would open, you know, That's. I think that is an interesting question because how somebody answers it is a revealing answer.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't hate being, you know, like, let's take out what we do for a living and for a different reason. I would think it'd be fun to be famous for being like the world's most awesome guitarist.
That'd be great.
Like, yeah.
You know,
I wouldn't mind being famous with a reputation like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I mean, obviously with my limited brain, that's not happening, but. If I were him, that'd be great.
Yeah, in what way, like, would you like to be famous?
Steve, you said someone Teflon. Like, I think Maitland, when she said who she'd invite to dinner, Dolly Parton, is about as Teflon as it gets. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee when you said that, there was at least one listener who's like, woke, dirty old whore.
Well, probably one, but.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No one's Teflon. All right. What's the next one? I'm playing the piano on each of these. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you are going to say?
Every single time.
Yes. You do, Steve? Really?
Every single time.
Yes.
Wait, what if you're calling Kyle about changing the time on your... Well, no, that's not... You'd text.
Yeah.
I
nearly every...
Phone calls are almost always something more important. Now, you're calling your dad just to catch up. You don't rehearse that, do you? Like, go over some...
Yeah.
Some...
No, I do. First couple of words of the call, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Almost every interaction I have.
On there it says why. Why do you do that?
It's just second nature.
Really?
I've always done it. Even if I pull up to a drive-thru and want to order a cup of coffee, in my brain I'm saying, hey, I'll take a large grande, blah,
really?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Every conversation.
You too, Maitland?
Yeah.
Hot wings?
No, it depends on if there's not like a purpose other than saying hello. If I'm calling my friend Bill or my dad and I don't have an agenda at all, I'm just going, hey, I'm just calling. Hey, what's going on? Anything good? How you doing? Then probably not as much. But if I have to call any type of service thing, if I have to call a hotline, if I have a reason for calling that's more serious. Then I absolutely like I have to work myself into making phone calls. I get very nervous.
Especially if I know I have to say a tongue twister.
Like,
oh, is that, does that come up a lot? Yeah, it
comes up all the time.
Cup of caramel coffee.
I definitely rehearse what I'm going to say.
Maitland, Kelly, do you do that?
Not really. I'm like aware that I need to ask someone how they're doing before a phone, like when I make the phone call, like, hey, don't just dive right into, like, if you're upset and calling someone. So I think of it that way, like, hey, make sure before you just dive right into what's happening, you actually like care about the other person on the other end. But no, I don't go through the whole conversation we're going to have.
No. Maitland, do you like, so yeah, let's say you're calling your dad or your sister or whatever. Same thing?
If I know that I have something to tell them, I will rehearse how I'm going to say it, especially if it is.
Like if it's somewhat groundbreaking or whatever.
Yeah, if it's awkward or bad news.
Like whenever you call to say you're pregnant, you kind of work that through.
Yeah.
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 I mean, you'd think after 7 times, it'd get pretty normal.
Right. It happened again.
Yeah.
There are different levels of it.
Yeah, I believe that.
Like,
yeah.
The more familiar I am with the person, the less I do that. But
don't let my surprise seem like I'm judging you. No. I'm actually judging me because I'm like, I am going through this whole thing too loose as a goose, I think. Like, we'll figure it out on the fly.
Yeah.
I even Google the menu, though, before I go to a restaurant so that I know that I'll know that I will find something I like.
Oh, I definitely do that.
Yeah, that's smart.
I'm with you.
That sort of explains, like, before a night show, for example, Steve and I typically have a different level of anxiety.
Yeah.
I have I'm like, we're kind of smart. We'll figure it out.
You're loosey goosey.
And you have a greater need for, and I've often said, I'm probably a little overconfident in this situation.
I have checklists.
And I drive you crazy.
I have like set checklists of things I need to do at certain times in a certain order. So I know that everything's going to work out.
But that's also one of the things that since you've started, I've said, I really appreciate it because it's not my thing, but you explaining that, no wonder when I'm like, well, can't we just figure it out on the fly? No wonder that gives you a pit in your stomach.
That is the worst thing you could say. We'll just figure it out on the fly. Yeah. No.
I mean, some things we could, but in Steve's case, like, you have to be more prepared because you have to know what we're doing more so because you're doing the order of things, like pulling up audio and video and all that.
Yeah. And then I forget stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. All right, what's the next one?
All right, one more here. I think we're on number 4.
Okay, I'm falling in love with all of you right now.
What would constitute a perfect day for you? Ooh, perfect day.
I love this.
Okay.
Kelly Cheese.
I think sunshine, for sure. So if we're talking about a perfect, typical day in my life, it's a beautiful sunny day, like 70 degrees. I want the day off of work. And I want my coffee to be made as soon as I'm awake. Like, I set the timer the night before to really set myself up so it's ready to go. And then while I'm, like, trying to figure out what I'm doing, I'm rolling a joint. And I can sit out on the porch and just chill in the sunshine for a few hours, smoke a joint, drink some coffee, and then just read a book for a few hours. And then just walk around aimlessly until I end up eating food somewhere that's really delicious. And then I go to bed at like 6 p.m. That's perfect.
Were there no other people?
Perfect. I mean, if other people want to join in, that's great too. But I'm totally fine being by myself on that day.
Me too.
I'm going to chill all alone.
Lawyer Ron is crying into his organic, you know, safely raised coffee right now.
I was in love, and she wants a day with food and weed and coffee. And she didn't even say I would make the coffee. She said she would pre-make it. What am I for? I'm as useless as balls on a priest.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm with the kids, I can't roll the joint, so that takes the kids out.
Yeah, they can do it. They have little hands.
And if I'm with Ross, he's going to play the mandolin while I am reading my book.
Oh, nobody wants that.
And that's part
nobody
of
needs
a day.
Book we reading have mandolin a contest. Accompaniment.
We should have a contest to see who gets to break that. Like, that could be a whole book contest.
He
like,
loves it.
Hey, all right,
really good.
Dave Roberts of Las Vegas, we're gonna fly you in to break Ross's stupid mandolin. Don't worry, he won't be allowed to get another one. His whole family will cheer the day. Yeah. Not necessarily.
He would be so sad.
I know,
he's
especially if he heard the
y'all.
Way you talk about it off the air.
No, he's very sad with y'all in real life because none of you are doing band practice. None of y'all are practicing.
Dude,
I swear, if he were to send me a text and be like, hey, you want to come over tonight and jam? I would be there. Absolutely. I don't know how to
doing
play.
Doing what?
I don't know how to play anything, but I want in.
Holding a pennant that says mandolin.
I have
Steve
a guitar.
Turns over a bucket. Starts popping on it.
Yeah. I don't have access to my saxophone right now, but I do have a harmonica.
Yeah, you could wear your dumb feather hat too.
Absolutely.
Is there anything Kelly would hate more than for me and Hot Wings to come over to her house tonight and jam with her fiance.
Uh-huh. You know who would hate it more? Notes. Ross's son.
He would. He would take all of your instruments and he would smash it.
Seriously.
No way. We would get that kid to play along with us. Yeah. And be like, all right, buddy. Come on, man.
What does he play?
Bust out the cello.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty bad.
Come on. Let's start working on weird sounds and stuff. Yes. Put down the bow and pluck it. Come on.
That thing just became a bass.
Yeah, you better believe it, man.
All right. Steve, let's play the next love question.
Okay.
Because that'll give us a chance to forget that Kelly's best day would involve no other human contact.
I think she had about 90% of other people.
Right. Okay. The next one is, when did you last sing to yourself and to someone else?
I mean, one of those is very easy.
I sang to myself this morning on the way into work.
Yeah, people who don't sing to themselves, you're a little weird.
Yeah.
Got to once in a while. I mean, even people who know that they can't sing alone.